بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and asked, Ayyul Islam khayrun? Which characteristics of Islam are the best? Which a'mal of Islam are the best? Which qualities of a Muslim are the best? There are so many characteristics that Islam teaches Muslims. And it expects Muslims to adorn themselves with these characteristics. The more characteristics a person will carry out, the more attractive he will become in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also in the eyes of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only will Allah love that person, but also the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love that person also. So when a person becomes a Muslim, he enters the fold of Islam and he testifies to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the risalat, the messengership of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects him to behave in a particular way. Do this, don't do this. Do this, don't do this. Some of these do's are compulsory and others are optional. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Some of these don'ts are forbidden, and others again optional. Optional in the sense that if you abstain from them, you will be rewarded, and if you do not abstain from them, you will not be sinning, but you will lose that reward. As far as the compulsory do's and compulsory don'ts are concerned, it is necessary for every believer to adorn himself with them in order to become at least an average complete Muslim or an average complete believer. So all the do's, all the compulsory do's, so faraid, wajibat, sunan, muakkada, are in one's life. and all the compulsory don'ts. Haram and makruhat tahrimiya, a person abstains from. Now he is a complete believer. He is a complete Muslim. He is a perfect Muslim. He is a perfect mu'min. He is a perfect believer. But average. Or rather 100%. Not average, 100%. He is a 100% believer. He is a 100% Muslim, 100% mu'min. Thereafter, if this person adorns his life with those amal, with those characteristics of Islam, which are not compulsory, which are optional, they may be sunan ghair muakkada, they may fall in the category of mustahabbat, they may fall in the category of nawafil, then he will become even more complete, even more perfect. He will be even more attractive, even more appealing. Appealing to not only Muslims but non-Muslims also. And again, the Muslim who abstains from all the compulsory don'ts, abstains from all the haram and all the makruhat-e-tahrimiya and the optional don'ts, the makruhat-e-tanzihiya, then again he will become even more complete. He will become even more beautiful. His life will become even more beautiful, even more attractive, even more appealing. Today, my friends, we need to ask this question. And each person is judge and jury for himself. I have to question myself. And each one of you needs to question yourself. Why is it that I am not appealing to anybody? Why is it that I can't attract anybody? I can't attract anybody's love, anybody's affection, anybody's attention. Why is it that people cannot make good remarks regarding me, that he is an extraordinary human? Look at his habits. Look at his characters. Look at the way he behaves. Look at his selflessness. Look at his sincerity. Look at his humbleness. Look at his humility. Look at his generosity. The reason why we cannot attract people, we cannot attract people's attention towards Islam, towards us as Muslims, is because we do not possess these characteristics. We are not complete ourselves. We are incomplete. An incomplete item cannot draw the attention of anything. Anything or anybody. So, faraid, wajibat, sunan muakkada. These are the compulsory do's. And thereafter, sunan ghair muakkada, mustahabbat and nawafil. These are the optional do's, non-compulsory do's. And haram and makruhat-e-tahrimiya, compulsory don'ts. And makruhat-e-tanzihiya, optional don'ts. If you don't abstain from it, no questioning. If you abstain from it, you will be rewarded. Your attractiveness as far as the inner self is concerned, as far as spirituality is concerned, will increase. Sahaba-i Kiram Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Alihi Majmain, they were always eager to learn what makes them more perfect in the eyes, what makes them perfect and thereafter even more perfect in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that they are able to carry these things out. And they were also eager to learn what makes them imperfect and thereafter even more imperfect. So that they are able to abstain. It is for this reason we find them over and over again asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَيُّ الذَّنْبِ أَكْبَرُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Which sin is the gravest in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Which sin is the gravest? Why is this sahabi asking this question? Abdullah ibn Masud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Which sin is the gravest? Because sinful activity makes a person imperfect. And if the sin is grave, the imperfection will be grave. And if the sin is the gravest, then the imperfection will be the gravest. So they used to ask these questions so that they are able to stay away from those actions which bring the gravest defects in their iman, in their Islam, in their spirituality, in their dini lives. Ayyu dhanbi akbaru indallah. And on the other hand, they used to ask, Ayyul Imani Afdal? Which amal after accepting Iman is the best in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ayyul Islam Khayrun? Which characteristic of Islam is the best in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why? Because a characteristic makes a person perfect. And a good characteristic makes a person even more perfect. And the best characteristic will make a person the most perfect. So they were eager to become perfect in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were eager to stay away from becoming imperfect. So they would ask such questions. Do we ever ask such questions to our ulama, to our mashayikh? We don't, because these questions don't occur in our minds. So this person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked, Ayyul Islam khayrun? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest mercies upon the graves of all the sahabai kiram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. If they did not ask such questions, we would not have known how to live our lives according to the wishes of the Creator. If they did not preserve the sayings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would not have known how to become perfect Muslims, perfect mu'mins, perfect humans. So this sahabi radiyallahu anhu asks, Ayyul Islam khayrun? Which characteristic of Islam is the best? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned two characteristics from the best characteristics of Islam. These are not the only two best. There are many, many best characteristics of Islam. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions only two. Why? Because he was a good teacher. It is always nice to give less quantity of lesson so that all the students are able to memorize it. And here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not only giving a lesson, he was not only a teacher, he was also a murabbi. He was teaching and nurturing at the same time. So less homework. They are able to memorize 2 points and they are able to bring it into their lives immediately. So there are so many good characteristics of Islam which makes a person very good. And from them there are so many best characteristics of Islam which makes a person best in the eyes of Allah and His creation. But from amongst them, on this occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions only two and very easy two. Two and very easy. Number one, tut'imut ta'am. One of the best characteristics of Islam is that you feed. You feed. After you feed, there is a need for an object. You feed whom? And tut'imat ta'am. You feed, you give food, but to whom? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not mention that. Because his desire is to keep it general. You feed everyone. Whenever the opportunity arises, whenever it is possible, feed. Those acquainted to you and those who are strangers to you. Your friends and your foes. Your relatives, your near and dear ones. And those who stray away from you. Muslims and non-Muslims, sick and healthy, rich and poor, humans and animals. Tut'imut ta'am, feed. You give food. Food to whom? Anyone and everyone. Fi kulli dhati kabidin ratbatin ajrun. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is reward for feeding everything that is living, be it human or animal. Tut'imut ta'am. And if you are only able to give a morsel, give a morsel. If you are only able to offer a packet of crisps, offer a packet of crisps. If you are only able to offer some biscuits, offer some biscuits. If you are only able to offer a cup of tea, offer a cup of tea. You do not have resources. You are only able to offer a cup of tea without milk. Offer a cup of tea without milk. And you are so poor and so resourceless that you are only able to offer a glass of water. Offer a glass of water. Here in this hadith, tut'imut ta'am, drink is also included in the food. Because food is a combination of ta'am and sharab. Food and drink both. Whatever you are able to offer, be hospitable. This is the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Tut'imut ta'am. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Shaykhul Islam, Hadrat Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani, rahimahullahu ta'ala. A time came when he became the Shaykhul Hadith of Darul Ulum Deoband. He would enter the Darul Hadith and lecture on Bukhari Sharif. For 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And during the lesson, visitors of Darul Ulum Deoband, visitors of other teachers, and his visitors would also participate in the lessons of Bukhari Sharif. So that they are able to benefit from the barakat of the lessons of this very great book in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asahul kutubi ba'da kitabillah. After the lesson, once the lesson was over, Shaykhul Islam rahimahullahu ta'ala would get up from his place and he would say, all the visitors, please come with me for food. This was his practice daily. Daily. All the visitors, please come for food. And whenever he had guests and visitors, which was very frequent, if a guest came to Shaykhul Islam, Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madini rahimahullahu ta'ala, to say to him that tonight I have been invited by so and so, and it is my desire that I accept his invitation. If you permit me, I would like to go and have food with him. Now, this guest, this visitor has come for 1 week or 2 weeks or 1 month sometimes, 2 months, 3 months in his khanqah. He would give permission very reluctantly. Because it was always his desire to feed people. If I have a guest in my home for 1 week, one day alhamdulillah very nice, second day alhamdulillah very nice, third day if I hear that he has been invited by somebody, it will bring joy or happiness. That is the nature with everybody. That alhamdulillah at least one day I don't have to make any arrangements. My wife has been cooking for the past 2 days, at least she will have some peace, rest. We find joy, not that we don't like the guest or visitor, but alhamdulillah, it's a respite. But he would feel reluctant to let go of the guest. He would become unhappy. You could see the unhappiness on his face. تُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ. Feed the guests. And I always tell friends that our resources are different from each other. Everybody has different. You are wealthy, he is not. You are married, he is not. He has a wife who is unwell, he has a wife who is very healthy. He has a wife who has to look after 3 children. He has a wife who doesn't have to look after anybody because they are all grown up. Circumstances are very different in every home. So every home cannot behave in the same manner. So what I tell my friends is that principle number one, men, women, both, principle number one, have a big heart, a welcoming heart, and be hospitable. And thereafter, according to your resources, according to your circumstances, present to the guest whatever you are able to, with sincerity. And inshallah, you will find that the guest will go happy from your house, even if you give him only a sip of water. Because it is not lavish food that brings content and happiness. It is our sincerity, it is our love, and it is our eagerness. It is our eagerness to be hospitable. It is our eagerness to welcome our guest. That has a profound effect on his heart. So because we are resourceless, we should not think that, oh, I'm resourceless. I am a student studying in university with meager sum of money, or I am a student studying in madrasa with very less money. I can't offer anything. If you have a packet of crisp, then let somebody else share that packet of crisp with you. If you have only a can of drink, let somebody else share that with you. If you are able to give him preference over you, alhamdulillah. But if you are unable to, at least be equal. If not equal, then you take 75% and give 25% to somebody else. When you are traveling, Make other people share your food. Feed people. Be hospitable to people. Give food to people. Supply food to people. Cooked, uncooked. There are so many people who are homeless. There are so many people with lack of resources. They can't afford food. They can't afford to pay their bills. Try to support them. Try to support your neighbors. تُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ And تُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ, as I said, تُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ الْمُسْلِمِ تُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ الْمُؤْمِنِ تُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ تُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ تُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم did not mention the object to generalize this characteristic that feed anyone and everyone with an open heart, with sincerity. Whatever you are able to. And number two, وَتَقْرَأُ السَّلَامَ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ Inshallah, we will discuss this second point in the majlis next week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا لِلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَسَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدُ وَعَلَى عَلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجلنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رحمه